You're listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It's a nice sunny Friday morning here in St. Louis, and we have some great stories to share with you about great things that kids are doing and organizations and schools are doing to serve others. How can kids serve others? How can we encourage and help them serve others? We've got some great stories to share with you with our friends at Wheat Ridge and Phil's Friends and Lutheran Elementary School Association today. Hope you can stick around for all the stories. Maybe even share them with your friends. You know, you can find our programs on KFUO.org in on-demand form. You can listen to them as a podcast. You can share them on social media with your friends. Share these stories with others. They might hear the good news of Jesus as well. Well, thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin. They do a fine job in their work, providing fine Christian higher education. And they support us here at Worldwide KFUO, bringing you Faith and Family. Check them out on our website, kfuo.org. They're in the sponsor section. Joining me this morning, President of Wheat Ridge Ministries, Paul Miles. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Andy. Great to be with you.
Glad to have you as my guest today. Looking forward to learning more about your work and the work of Wheat Ridge. And returning guest, Phil Zilke from Phil's Friends. Phil, welcome back to Faith and Family.
Thanks. Great to be with you today, Andy.
Always love sharing about the work of Phil's Friends and appreciate what you do. And glad to hear that you all are working together on something outstanding. Paul, tell me about a little bit about the history of Wheat Ridge Ministries and your work there.
Thanks, Andy. Wheat Ridge is, at its core, we're a grant maker, but we like to consider ourselves as a partner to human care ministries and in service to all sorts of different needs that come under that umbrella of health and human care. Founded in suburban Denver at the early part of the 20th century, when a group of Lutheran congregations came together to serve people who were suffering with tuberculosis. And they were coming to Colorado because of the climate. And over a period of years, we served that community as medical science caught up to that disease. We knew that we needed to shift our work into a more broad focus and started to serve ministries as a grant maker. And one of the unique characteristics of Wheat Ridge is we are an initial investor. So we are a seed grantor. We're oftentimes the initial funder to a new program that is being launched. And we think that's kind of unique space. And we like that identity of being a risk taker on the investment side and investing in new programs. What we really are investing, however, is in the people who are creating them and running them, people like Phil Zilke. And we're proud to stand next to him and others in the work that they're doing.
And Phil, give us a little bit of background for those not familiar with Phil's Friends. I know you have a great story that, mm-hmm. that leads up to your founding of Phil's Friends.
Sure. So actually, Phil's Friends began out of my personal journey with cancer, journeying through it two times from the age of 22 to 24. And when I was on my hospital bed, too sick to have visitors, sometimes too sick to really just be a part of everyday life, that's when I realized what was important, when life stood still. And that was people visiting me and bringing God's word so that I could commit all the verses to memory for hope and strength and peace and have those go on and on in my head and in my heart. Having individuals who showed up at the hospital during my journey, even if I couldn't see them, just to look at them through the isolation window. And then I had a couple individuals during my story who sent me cards in the mail, and they came every single week. And so when I was well enough to be at home, what I look forward to is going down the stairs out to the front door and putting my hand in the mailbox to see if someone had remembered me. And every single week, these couple volunteers or people that supported me were faithful. And so I'd struggle back up those stairs, sit down on the couch, and I'd look inside that card, and it was always exactly the right Bible verse that I needed and the right prayer that I needed for the strength to get through that day. And so while I was going through cancer, my stem cell transplant during the second time, my second diagnosis, I was in isolation room for about a month, month and a half. And once I was ready to get up out of bed, I'd set these bite-sized goals. So I would, the first day just to get out of bed, the next day to get out in the hall, the day after that to walk down to a hospital room door, and I would pause there and catch my breath. And when I looked inside those rooms, I saw kids and I saw adults who had no one. And that actually, you know, devastated me more than cancer itself. And so after being cancer-free in 2006, getting that news, we founded Phil's Friends, and Wheat Ridge was a huge part of that that enabled us to get the seed funding to get moving and really form this Christ-centered mission, which is to bring hope and support to people affected by cancer by sending free care packages, by sending weekly cards in the mail, and by visiting people in hospitals. And here we are 10 years later, supporting a little over 10,000 patients per week across the United States.
Paul, tell me a little bit about how Wheat Ridge partners with starting organizations like Phil's Friends.
Yeah, so so again, it's kind of that unique characteristic to the work that we do. We try to connect Wheat Ridge to emerging leaders who are kind of coming into this space and identifying needs that are going unmet in the community. So people like Phil, who saw a need through maybe a personal experience, or others who are maybe near that experience, but nobody is serving that need, and they have an idea. And our job is to kind of come alongside them, not to tell them, here's how you should structure or design your program, but rather to walk with them, to help them to develop some of the key criteria that we know is instrumental in sustaining a program. So, you know, we don't want to see people kind of just treading water with a good idea. That requires plans. It requires an approach to sustainability. How can you leverage an initial grant into additional dollars? How do you engage a new community of donors to help support this idea and build a sustainable program? So, our philosophy of working then with those organizations is not to simply award a grant and write a check and be done, but it is actually to root our work in a relational approach to grant making. We want to know those people that we are investing in. We want to have relationships with them. We want to understand what their, you know, their greatest challenges and hurdles are, and then be in service to that. It might be to connect them with other potential funders or other thought leaders or other organizations that they could partner with for a component of their service. So we really look at ourselves as a grant maker, a convener, and a connector. And that's a different approach. In today's kind of Twitter environment, there are many grant makers who say, apply online, here's how many characters you can use in that application, and that's the end of it. We really take the opposite approach to that. We want deep relationships with our partners. We want to understand their world and their challenges to help them build sustainable programs that that create lasting impact. When we first met Phil, this idea was nothing more than an idea. There was a blank canvas. Today, you're talking about a real organization with a multi-million dollar budget serving 10,000 people every week. This is a real thing, and we are extraordinarily proud to have had a more than 10-year history with Phil and with other organizations led by leaders similar to Phil. But we're proud of the fact that we're still in a relationship with him more than a decade later, and that really is kind of the hallmark of how we approach the work at Wheat Ridge.
You mentioned, you know, the today's Twitter society, the way that we approach things. How do you continue to adapt to the way that society changes and the way that we approach things, such as fundraising and supporting organizations, ministries like this?
Yeah, great question, Andy, because there clearly the landscape is changing in terms of how people are receiving their information, how they engage philanthropically, how they connect to issues and organizations that are serving those issues most important to them. And Wheat Ridge has to change with that. So we are in a process right now of investing much more in a digital approach to our communications and our fundraising. This is just how people are starting to give in today's environment. Years ago, I was a board member of Lutheran World Relief, and at the time, you know, 10 years ago or 12 years ago, the only nonprofit organizations that were receiving money through digital means were disaster response organizations. LWR, one of these that kind of worked in that space. Today, this is the fastest growing part of the philanthropic sector. And millennials and Gen Xers, this is how they will do philanthropy going forward. So we have to create those mechanisms. So it's peer-to-peer fundraising, and it's how we connect in the space that they're occupying digitally. So what websites do they go to visit when they are looking for issues of cancer or of nutrition or elderly care or poverty or any number of issues? How do we intersect with their experience digitally is going to be a big part of our work in the next 3 to 5 years.
Phil, what has this partnership with Wheat Ridge enabled you and those who serve with you to accomplish?
Well, first of all, it's a great question. The first way is that when I felt called to start this ministry, I had no idea what to do, where to turn, other than I saw this vision that was very clear to me, but wasn't clear to anybody else. And so the Holy Spirit was really just calling me to move forward and in 2009 to leave my teaching job. I was a fourth grade teacher in a Lutheran school in the Chicago suburbs, and prayed about it with my wife, Carrie, and it was ready to get moving and take that step of faith, because the ground, I know, trying to hold on to what I was doing, you know, as teaching, I was making a difference, but it wasn't necessarily where God wanted me during that season. And so that's when really discussions with Wheat Ridge really moved forward, because we identified that we needed full-time leadership. We needed to get out of my house, you know, into a public space so that we could invite more volunteers to get involved. And that was one of the first ways that Wheat Ridge stepped in, is that they provided a grant for a volunteer coordinator. And I was that volunteer coordinator, that first hire by the organization to get people involved, to start packing these care packages, and to spread awareness. And so they helped with a grant over a three-year period that really was the starting block for us to get going. And then over the last few years, since then, you know, they've helped with numerous connections with different ideas on leadership, provided by examples, connected me with other organizations. And so just to have them there for their mentorship was huge, also for their financial means. So that's why I think an organization like Wheat Ridge, I don't know any other ones that are out there, that it's very important to have that, so they can basically just, you know, walk by your side while you're going through this journey, and help to provide what you need to be able to take the next step and really set a solid foundation for your ministry, and then focus on really reaching out.
Tell me about the Kids Care Through Cards project. Can you tell me about that, Phil?
Sure. So this project is in partnership with Wheat Ridge, and one of the things that we do at Phil's Friends is we send weekly cards to cancer patients, just to let people know that they're not alone while they're going through this journey, to provide encouragement, to provide God's love to them. And so when we look at our ministry, we look at it's 50% is reaching out to cancer patients and their families, and the other half is actually based in volunteer service, especially with kids. And so this project is about kids engaging in Lutheran schools and other avenues where they can make cards that go out to these cancer patients. They can also go through and they can have you know, offerings that go towards the ministry. That's a huge help. So this is in partnership with Wheat Ridge, and we're kind of in this, you know, 50-50, being able to move forward and partner together so that people that need hope and people that are at the end of their rope can basically get that.
Paul, tell me about this shared project, Kids Care Through Cards.
Yeah, this one is obviously specific to Phil's Friends, but it's part of a program we refer to as the Inspire Project, and that we've engaged maybe a half a dozen organizations over the years. And the idea is that we want to engage young people in trying to bring some issues, in this case, the issue of cancer, the role of faith and of prayer and support. We want to bring this into their world because they can have a profound impact on making that experience a little less terrifying and a little more optimistic. And so over probably a 15-plus year history within Wheatridge, this program has engaged young people on issues of cancer. We've engaged on issues of community health. We had projects overseas in places like India and Ghana and Haiti that have engaged young people on various issues. It might have been on nutrition. It might have been on plant sustainability. Might have been on other areas of health. And they can do little things when combined with a large community of young people. They can have a truly profound impact. When we read some of the cards that are sent in as part of the Kids Care Through Cards program with Phil's Friends, you know, you hear and see through the lens of a second grader or a fourth grader how they view being in the hospital, how they view some of these really critical issues that Phil's Friends is dealing with, and they are heartwarming and they engage humor and a whole new perspective that oftentimes, you know, as adults we get locked into issues of, in this case, test results and second opinions and treatments and those kind of things. And the kids want to tell you a joke that's going to make you smile, and or they want to tell you a story, or there's their creative spelling in the cards that they create really will lift the spirits of someone that has experienced what Phil has gone through several times. And I know he can speak directly to what that means for someone who's engaged in that fight. And the knowledge that there are people who are praying for them, who are supporting them, and then are offering some of those tangible forms of evidence that they're doing that in the way of these cards.
Phil, how do you go about engaging kids in this Kids Care Through Cards project? What do you share with them before they you know get involved with making cards and sharing that encouragement with cancer patients?
Yeah, so as Paul mentioned, one of the things is we need to, everybody knows someone these days who's been affected by cancer. And so the opportunity that we have is to give kids the opportunity to put their faith in action and in service. The kids are our future. And so they can make a difference now by requesting care packages for cancer patients, by just going deep with people. So kids need to learn at this age, which I think is so important about this project, is that the little things are, when someone's going through a difficult situation in life, are oftentimes the most profound. And so this is an opportunity for them to put their faith in action, taking a pencil to that piece of paper, whether it's drawing a picture, writing a Bible verse on that card, sharing just messages of hope. And so it's not only encouraging that child, you know, to grow in their faith, but it's also they're able to see the impact now for people in their lives because they have grandfathers or grandmothers or a neighbor down the street who's going through cancer. And this also gives them an opportunity to put their faith in action. But also these cards are what are going inside these care packages. And these cards are what's going inside these letters that are mailed out every single week that show up at people's houses to encourage them and to be able to bring hope. And so the overall theme that I think that we're sharing with kids is that they're never too young to make a difference. What they do matters, and what they do makes a big difference in the lives of people that are suffering.
What has been the response of kids who've stepped up to do this, to take advantage of this opportunity and show care through cards?
I think the biggest response is that you can see that they want to get involved. When kids see a need, I think adults can learn a lot from these kids. We can all learn a lot because we get stuck in our day-to-day schedules. You know, we're going to a job from 9 to 5. But these kids, when they see a need, they want to respond. And so I think they're not only learning that the importance of it, but they're also modeling for adults and for parents out there how important it is to reach out to people that need hope.
And we've had, Andy, maybe over 200 schools we've had that have requested the materials to implement the program. We've had thousands of cards that have been generated by kids. And then oftentimes some of these schools are collecting their chapel offerings. So we've had thousands of dollars that have been collected by kids that are being directed to Phil's Friends. So they're really influencing this particular issue in very profound ways. And I think in the course of this process, learning some really important lessons about a very, very difficult issue and topic that, as Phil said, it touches every one of us. There isn't a single person that hasn't either battled it themselves or have known someone close to them that have been touched by cancer. And so I think it's an important issue that we can help educate our young folks on. So one that, you know, they're in the right frame of mind when life deals them that that challenge, that it's meant to be fought and vigorously opposed, and that there are people out there who will be in that fight with them, and both from a physical healing but also from a spiritual support perspective.
Phil, how can families or schools get connected with this project?
There's a couple ways. If they go to wheatridge.org, you can find information directly there on the website. You can call the Wheat Ridge offices or the Phil's Friends offices. Go to philsfriends.org as well, and you can get more information on that. And we're really just, we're thankful. I just want to say we're thankful for all the kids that have participated, all the schools that have seen this as important. And I think another way that the kids can get involved is just by spreading awareness for what's going on, you know, on this topic, that it's a very difficult journey that people are going through while they're in this battle. And this gives them an opportunity, you know, to go to the website, download information that they can use in their classrooms, in their schools. There's activities on there as well that they can do, and just it gives kids an opportunity to make a huge difference.
Once you receive the kit, once you've contacted Wheat Ridge or Phil's Friends and received the materials, how easy is it once you've made that initial step?
It's very self-explanatory. So the directions are very clear, and it just shows it's really simple for teachers to be able to engage their kids, or principals to be able to engage their teachers, and then get kids involved. They could get started, you know, if they downloaded the materials today, they could get started as soon as Monday.
Relatively easy. Very good. And quite a simple way to make a difference and bring that gospel comfort to someone who's facing cancer. Well, let's give folks the contact information again. Paul, what's the contact information to find out to get connected with Wheat Ridge and get involved in this project?
The easiest way to do it, Andy, is to go to wheatridge.org/kidscare, and that will give you access into the program and the downloadable materials. You can order change boxes and all of those things, and that's really the easiest. Certainly, we would look forward to anyone who wanted to call our office at 800-762-6748. We'd be delighted to talk to anybody in person, but if they wanted to do it quickly and easily, wheatridge.org/kidscare is probably the easiest and fastest way to do it.
Very good. And Phil, how can we find out more about Phil's Friends?
The easiest way is you can go to our website, philsfriends.org, and right on the homepage, if you know anybody who's dealing with cancer across the United States, you can put in their address and then your information as the requester, and we can ship care packages out. We send them out twice a week to show up on people's doorsteps. Otherwise, people can call our office at 224-653-8315, 224-653-8315, and there's a variety of ways that people can get involved to spread awareness, request care packages for people they know, or get involved in hospitals near them to bring hope to people that need it.
My guest today, Paul Miles, president of Wheat Ridge Ministries. Paul, thanks so much for being my guest today.
Andy, thanks for helping expand the audience for Phil's Friends and for the Kids Care Through Cards program. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. And Phil Zilke, founder of Phil's Friends. Phil, thanks so much for coming back.
Thank you, Andy. Always great to be with you.
Coming up in just a little bit, what value is there in a Lutheran school education. More Faith and Family up next.